all students of the finals.
Not all week, and then part of the during finals. And then when you were Kebeit, and you lush in Kebeit to steal time, and you say, now you can learn, so that's Malaman and the rest of the time, that you get it on us. So you pick up a lot of schuyas when you steal time during finals to learn a little bit. The topic I wanted to discuss is the topic of a bracha achreina legalim mitzvahs. We have several times where we make a bracha achreina on mitzvah. We are familiar with the idea of bracha achreina on food, right? The Birkas HaMazon, that we're very familiar with. And but there are times, like in the sign, put up, the goal was afraid, it looked like a very bizarre idea. So that a little bit, you know, that there's something to this. So in the sign we had that Yishtabach is a bracha achreina suki bezimra. Right, Baruch Shem is a bracha rishayna, and Yishtabach is a bracha achreina. Right, they have Hallel. Hallel, you have a bracha rishayna, right? And you have the bracha achreina, the end, halucha. Right, where else do you have a bracha rishayna, bracha achreina in the mitzvah? No, other examples? Like Birkas Torah, right? So even though initially, so there was one bracha at the beginning, one bracha at the end, we do it seven times, but we're also chazal and misakein. No, we also have a bracha achreina on a mitzvah. Yeah, by Kriyas HaMegillah, right? They also make a bracha achreina.
Arba Kosos,
maybe? Arba, why would you say Arba Kosos?
Because don't we, I might be wrong.
You're close.
Say, don't we say, after I'm not sure which kos we say.
After the second kos. Good, Gvaldik, no? So that's an example of a bracha achreina where there's no bracha rishona. Right? By Magid, so we finish Magid with the bracha Mesher Golanu. All of a sudden, in the middle of the Seder, we're making a bracha in the middle of the Seder. You don't make a bracha Rishayna, so there are many, many discussions why there's no bracha Rishayna on Leil Seder. Some say because the Kiddush, some say there's the famous Yaakov Elisa. That whenever you have a mitzvah which you fulfill via bracha, you don't make a bracha Rishayna. Birkas HaMazon. Why is it no bracha rishon? Why don't we say asher? Why not? So that my Rabbi Yaakov Elisa says, because when a bracha, when Chazal were misaking that the bracha you mekayim leidei bracha, they didn't make a bracha rishon for it. But when so it comes to say tonight, we make many brachas. The brachas on the avakos is a bracha which relates to seder. We make brachas on matzah. So we're misaking a bracha rishon, but there's a bracha achreina on leil seder. Right now, then they remember a situation where the Gemara says is mamish a bracha achareina on a mitzvah.
Tefillin.
Oh, very good. Where does the Gemara say that?
Near the end of Pesach Gemara.
Correct. B'nei Marava. The Gemara says that the B'nei Marava, Eretz Yisraelikers, when they used to take off their tefillin, liachar siluk tefillin, they would make a bracha achareina. What was the bracha they would make? Remember the lashon. They would say, "Asher kedushanu b'mitzvayse b'tzivanu lishmorchu kov." Why? Because the Gemara says, "V'shamarta esachuku miyamim yamima." The Gemara in Menachos quotes that pasuk, and the Gemara says that that pasuk could mean one of two things: "V'shamarta esachuku mizdos lemoadam yamim yamima." The Gemara says, points out. That in the Torah it says, "Vigat levincha b'yom uleimor b'avur ze also Hashem libzitz mitzrayim." Pasuk about mitzrayim. Next, "Vayliyosel yadcha." Pasuk about tefillin. End of the parish. End of the parsha. "V'shemarta es hachuka." What's hachuka? Zos lemodim yom yamima. So machlekes in the Gemara. One Tana says it's Pesach. Keep it once a year. Yom yamima. The other Tana says no. That is tefillin. Only b'yom and not b'layla. Only b'chol not b'shabbos. So when the B'nai Marava would take off their tefillin, they would make a bracha, "We are Shomer Sachuka, we're not putting on Balayla." And there's a minig based on that. You know what minig is based on that? What minig is based on that B'nai Marava? Correct. That we only take off our tefillin after we say, "Yiratzon Mulfanecha Hashem Elokeinu Lekev Esenu Shenishmer Chukecha V'ayilam Azeh." We're asking to help us keep his mitzvahs. So since we had that lashon, "Nishmer Chukecha," so somewhere, I'm not sure exactly where, it comes to the Mishnah and the Minhag, that because the B'nai Marava they would make a bracha lishmor chukav based on the pasuk. So we wait lishmor chukecha. All right. So what I want to discuss now is what's the understanding of a bracha achrona mitzvah. So we have bracha achrona legabei mitzvah legabei kriyas atara b'tzivur. We have legabei b'suka zimra halal and kriyas hamegillah, and we have it legabei pesach le'magid, and the b'nei mara had legabei tefillin. All right. So Magedra Dvaram, why does it have to be understood? A bracha rishayna we understand. A bracha rishayna is a hachana for a mitzvah. A bracha rishayna means that it's like in muchun mzuman. So I should have kavanah b'shasa mitzvah. I say asher kedushanu b'mitzvah isav. A bracha rishayna may be a bracha seida on a mitzvah. Thank you, Kedush Baruch Hu, for mekadoshas. However it is, it helps us to concentrate on the mitzvah itself. What's the bracha achrayna for? A bracha achrayna for Birkas Hamazon. All right, I was Nena, so I'm being makir because Baruch Hu gave me the food. What's the bracha on the mitzvah? And if it makes sense to make a bracha on a mitzvah, on every mitzvah, why doctor these mitzvahs? Right, that's what I want to figure out. So before we say that, this is as a maybe we'll go straight. So let's try to figure out what is the tzad hashava of all of the bracha achrona that we have pointed out already. We want to be trying to figure out. You have Hallel, Psuka de Zimra, and Kriyas HaMegillah. No, what's the Tana Shabbat of those? Was that?
Yeah.
Right, they're all Hallel, right? Psuka de Zimra is Hallel Shabbat Chol Yoyim. Hallel is called Hallel, giving Shabbat to Kriyas Baruch Hu. And Kriyas, why do we say Kriyas HaMegillah is Hallel? Because the Gemara asks it, according to one day in the Gemara, Kriyos is Hallel, right? This is Hallel. So you see that apparently is some idea, Lagabi Hallel, you make a bracha achrayna. Okay, then you have Talmud Torah, but Tzibur, make a bracha achrayna. Then what about Seder? Magid? Also you say Shevach. Why would you say that? Because the Rambam is Magdir, Tzibur, 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 as Hakara Satoiv. Also be Shevach, right? And the fact is, you make the bracha shagolono after you began halal already. All right, so that fits in also. So you have halal shevach v'yidoya, you have tefillin, and you have talmud torah, and tefillin according to bnei marava. All right, then we figure out tzad hashava and these mitzvahs. What would be the connection? Talmud torah, halal, and tefillin. Right, because we're tight for time, so I'll make the following suggestion. And the suggestion is that these are all mitzvahs where it is inappropriate and to end the mitzvah. Right? For example, comes to Talmud Torah. So we know Talmud Torah is Pasuk. V'gisu v'yomu v'loyla. Lo yomush a sefer Torah zeh mipicha. Right? We have... Gemara says, Legabe Talmud Torah, a Mishnah, Braisa, in Aves de Rav Nosson. There's a Lashon, Hu Haya Omer? Hu Haya Omer? Rav Yishmol Omer, Halayim Amanos Lil Lamed. Halomed al menos lasseis maspikin al huyoimber lekola terukula to mekabel alech legoimra viatob ben choren lifresh mimeno ekola marbe umoisiv moisiv scharbe Rambam's lashon like Talmud Torah is and perikim alchavav mishin asoy liboy lekayim mitzvah zokoroi in the appropriate way Vilias Mukhtar Bekeser Torah, Lo Yasiyach Daite Lidvar Macherim, should only learn, that's it. That's the Machlaik, beginning of Kesem Mevarchim, Machlaikes Tanoim, whether a person should, Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Akiva, right? Hadalim Shatin Megisu Yom Malayla, how do you do it Lamaisa? But the Ram says the mitzvah Kuroi is Lysiyach Daite Lidvar Macherim. Right, what halacha is based on this idea? L'siach da'itai? Halacha that we didn't, when we began learning right now, we didn't make a bracha on Berachas HaTorah. Why not? What's that? Yeah, but you may see a das. Person makes a brach in the morning, does the final. So l'chara during the final, he's not taking a divrei Torah. So why not make another bracha afterward? New mitzvah. So we assume the nosach das either because of pasha the Rebbe used to say because our minds are always he used to say the Latin mind is always thinking about Torah and some darg you think about Torah or because we're always being noyig divrei Torah. Right? Whatever we're doing al pi divrei Torah. The way we speak, the way we think, the way we, right? The way we conduct ourselves. So we never really meisich das. Right? So you see that when it comes to Talmud Torah, that we should, ideally, we should never be meisich das. We should never close the sefer. We should never stop. You have to eat and drink. That's only to learn more. Now, what about Shevach Vaidoya? Who can bring me a raya that the Gabi Shevach Vaidoya? A person is not supposed to stop giving me Mishabech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Good, okay. Where's that Gemara? But, I mean, that's a puzzle. Where does the Gemara quote that?
I was just getting that from Zimra.
No, you're saying correct. You're saying it's correct. But the Gemara even, the Gemara says, there's a Baal Yishambi, Baruch Islam, the Gemara base, famous Gemara. Who the Nochas Kami Reb Chanina? There was a Baal Tefillah. Who went into Chanina's Beis HaMedrash. Omar, he said, HaKeil, HaGodol, HaGibor, HaNoir, HaAdir, HaOdus, HaYori, HaChozok, HaAmitz, HaVadei, HaNichbot. So Chanina didn't say anything. Here the guy is going on making his own nusach. So the Rav would get up and start shrine. Chanina stood by, didn't say anything. Now when the guy went on to say the next line in the davening, he said, whoa, he said, Siyem, Siyamtinu Lukuli Shavchei Demara. Have you finished being Mishmech HaKadosh Baruch Hu? You're done. You covered the whole thing? Right? That's a pretty embarrassing moment, no? So he says, Lomuli Kuli Hai. He said, Rabbi Chanina said to him, Anon Hanei Tlostam Rinon. We just say HaKeil HaGodol HaGibor. Why? Because we say HaGodol HaGibor on earth. Because Moshe Rabbeinu said that Lashon. And if he wouldn't have said that Lashon, we couldn't have said that Lashon. So what do you see from this story? You see two things. Number one is that we don't have the rishus to be mishabech HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why not? Because we don't know where to start, where to finish. If we have a nusach from Moshe Rabbeinu, from Anshei Nesek Dolo, we can say the nusach. Right? But you see, you saw it over here, that one of the reasons that we can't give our own nusach, our own shevach, because then we wouldn't be able to stop. So as long as we have a nusach from Chazal, we can say in the nusach. Chazal gave, we have rishus. But if we don't have Chazal's nusach, so one of the problems is we don't know where to begin. And if we begin, we wouldn't know how to finish up. So you see that's one of the aspects of giving shevach to Ribbono Shel Olam. What about tefillin? No, what's the mitzvah of tefillin? So the Rambam writes in Hilchas Tefillin, at the end of Hilchas Tefillin, he writes, Kedushas Tefillin Kedushoson Gedoy Elohi. She calls a man she tefillin b'roisha shel Adam, that when a person is wearing tefillin, who ona v'yishamayim, and in nifshach b'schoik v'sicha b'teila, he's watching himself carefully. He has machshavis toivis, lefichach, Sarech Adam Lishtadel Liyosan Alav Kol Hayoim Shemitzvosan Kachi. A person should really try to have tefillin on all day long. Shemitzvosan Kachi. That's the mitzvah. So we can't do it because we don't trust ourselves. That we will not have Machshavis Rois. That we will not, bodies will not be a guf nochi. So therefore, we are grateful. If we're able to have, when the tefillin are on during davening, during Shema, if we don't have any machshavei zaros, we're very, very happy. We're happy if we can handle that. But then once we get to the end of davening, so we're nervous, we're going to start. So you have Yechidei Skula, you have Gedolei Hador, that they know themselves that they can go an entire day without a machshavei zaros, they put on tefillin the whole day. But that's Mikir Adin. That's really the way it's supposed to be. We check out early. Right, because we're nervous about it. So what do you? What about? So now you see. So we have an interesting idea. We found examples of a bracha achrona. And then we were, then we said we grouped them together, Shemach Veidaya, Tefillin and Talmud Torah. And then I'm suggesting that the Tzadah Shaveh, that these are all, again, Tefillin, you have to remember, is only B'nai Merubah. We don't do Tefillin. B'nai Merubah, we do a Minig. B'nai Merubah, actually, B'nai Merubah, we don't make the Bracha. Right? So now Chazal, in the case of Shevach Veidaya and Talmud Torah, the Rabbim, they said, apparently, that's what I'm suggesting, that every you have a mitzvah, which is not supposed to conclude, it's not supposed to terminate, but we terminate it. We stop it. Why? Because Shevach Veidaya shouldn't have begun, but this Chazal said there's a mitzvah, so we do it. Tefillin, we stop, because we're afraid of we won't be able to be machab the tefillin properly. Talmud Torah, we stop because haneg men minu derech eretz to be shmolse. So then, Chazal Mesake in Avrocha Achroina. Avrocha is a sort of as an exit, so to speak. Right now, I'm trying to sound a little bit deeper now. So we have a good approach, right? It's even intuitively sounds good. We have to understand. What's, we don't understand the pshat, though. We may have identified the din correctly. What's a pshat in this din? So to understand the pshat, l'chayram, to understand the pshat, we should look at the brachas themselves a little bit, right? You could ask a kasha, an easy kasha, on everything we said. You could ask that l'maisa, we only make a bracha chreina on Talmud Torah in Talmud Torah Tzibur. We're not going to make a bracha after the shir today, right? And l'maisa, we don't make a bracha chreina on Tfilin. So maybe that unravels everything we said. So I would suggest not so. Because I would still say that the only time when the mitzvah of Talmud Torah is defined in a limited fashion is Talmud Torah Tzibur. Right? Whether I'm going to, how long I'm going to learn at any given time is undetermined. How long my mind is going to keep on thinking about anything that we learn is not determined. When do we have a situation where we define Talmud Torah and says this is where it stops? Only by Kriyas Torah Tzibur. It's very Chazal's Mesakein that you get to a certain point, finish, make a bracha, 7, right? Could be by a different minhagim, but it's very defined. When it comes to tefillin, so here's a very important point. Tosfos points that. Tosfos says, why taka did the Bnei Marava make a bracha and we don't make a bracha? So Tosfos says, you know why? Because the Bnei Marava, they held it was also to wear tefillin at night. So when it came to Shkia, they were mechuyev to take off the tefillin. So therefore, they made a bracha. They held that the Torah defined Shkia, take them off. He says, we don't hold that. The Bavli holds, or Papa holds, that Vishamartas Achuka, Tagukas and Pesach. We take off our tefillin at night only because we're afraid that at night we're not going to be able to fall asleep. And we'll lose control over our bodies. We take off our tefillin now for convenience reasons. Why? Because there's no set time. There's a minhag to wait till after Balatzion. But let's say a person was in a good mood, and I mean he was in a ruchni mood. So he figures after davening, you know what? I'm going to learn a little bit. No, so keep the tefillin up. Why not? He feels that he'll learn a seder afterward. People keep on the tefillin for, there's a bris after davening. Shacholz keep on the tefillin for the bris. Right? Some take it off. So you see there's no defined time that tefillin have to go off. We take off our tefillin out of because we're nervous of ourselves. So yotze mizeh is that whenever you have a mitzvah which is not supposed to end, shevach tekadosh baruch hu, tefillin, according to Bavli, and tefillin, and Talmud Torah Tzibur, and then Chazal defined it and said, Ad Kan. So in Yerushalmi, tefillin fits that gather. Midei Raisa, you must take off your tefillin by Shkia. You must. Yep. And when it comes to Talmud Torah, according to our minhag, so when it comes to Kriyas HaTorah, there's a set time, it's very mukbal, when you're supposed to do it. You want to be Marach and Kriyas HaTorah, you probably are not allowed to be Marach Kriyas HaTorah because it's Tirchon HaTzibur. If you want to lay Nosso this week, you have to lay it again next week, probably. So it's defined by Chazal. Shevach is a mitzvah that should never end and is defined. Sipri tzias mitzrayim kol amar v'reza meshubach. Right? We should be the kind of mitzvah in an undefined fashion, but Chazal at some point said it's defined. Al yidei sheila tshuva, it's defined. Hamaschil b'gdus v'sayim v'shvach, it's defined. You have to go, read the parsha of the Haggadah. According to, it could even be a din of mamash of kriya. Right? So it's a mitzvah which me'ikorei shel dovar should not be limited. But at some point Chazal limited, made a bracha achrayim. What's the pshat in bracha achrayim? So l'chorei, you have to say the following. L'chorei, you have to say that whenever there is a second bracha on any mitzvah at all, that second bracha is identifying some new kiyum in the bracha. L'chorei, if we're going to say Baruch atah Hashem l'kim melechem a second time on the same mitzvah, it's because I identified some other aspect that I want to highlight, that Chazal want me to highlight. Moshul ma davar daima. When do we make two brachas on a mitzvah? No. Tefillin. All right? So, tefillin could be that they are independent mitzvahs, that's machlekes, or it could be that we're making a bracha on the siyum mitzvah, right? But it could be that those attack are two separate mitzvahs. That would not be a great example. Hanukkah, right? Hanukkah make a bracha on the Maisen mitzvah, Hanukkah. They make another bracha. What's another bracha on? Shosan Nisan. What's it really on? No? Same mitzvah, but what are we identifying? Pesumei Nisan. So they're different. There's a Maisen mitzvah and there's a Pesumei Nisan. So there is a second bracha. And how do I know that the second bracha is taka an independent bracha? How can I prove that it's on another kiyum in the mitzvah? Correct, because there will be a situation where you'll make a bracha on the no, without making the bracha of the ma'aseh mitzvah, right? So you see that they're taka two separate brachas and separate kiyumim, right? And Chazal, but the minig is to say two brachas on this mitzvah. So we're suggesting over here, similar thing, that if Chazal made another bracha, so l'chayra that bracha must be on some other kiyum of this mitzvah, right? So let's take tefillin for example. Tefillin, there was a shiur from the Rav. The Rav many years ago when he learned Hilchos Tefillin, so he discussed this topic, a part of this topic, and it's written up with Yara Khan, who is a Magid Shir in Gush. So he wrote up the Shirs that he has a sefer that he put out, I think together with another Rebbe, I forget the other name, if Khan I know. So they published several Shirim of the Rav on Tefillin, and it's bound. So there, the Rav makes this point. All right, he's making this point on the sugya of the Bnei Marav who made a second bracha. And the Rav said, if you have, again, the same yisoid, if you have a second bracha, it must be another kima mitzvah. So the Rav said, what is the new kima mitzvah in tefillin that would require a second bracha? So the Rav has pointed out that when it comes to tefillin, there's a kiyum ha-tefillin to worry about the kedushas ha-tefillin. Tefillin has two halachas. One is a ma'aseh mitzvah. The other is lishmor al kedushas tefillin. Where do we see this din? Lishmor al kedushas tefillin? Where do we practice it lamaisa? Whenever you have tefillin on, what's the din?
You can't flatulate or snore.
What's that?
You can't flatulate or
snore. Okay, good. That's one din. Guf naki. Where else?
You
correct?
You also need to think about the tefillin.
Shulei siach daita. How do we know that? What's the makor?
From the tzitz
has one askara, has to be tamid. So certainly the tefillin that has many askaras. So you should yasiach daite. That's why there's a minute throughout davening to continuously touch the tefillin. The Rav is a gevaldig gevort. Tremendous. I'm very, very taken by this idea. The Rav said that if a person puts on tefillin before zman tefillin, what's the din? The person has to daven, happens all the time. Many communities in New York, certainly in the winter, right, are davening before Zman. they put the tefillin on before Zman. So what's the din? No. You're tefillin on before Zman. You can't make a bracha. So what do you do? Was that? So the nusach is yimashmesh betefillin, right? So when the Zman comes, yimashmesh, you move it back, and you make the bracha then. So I always assumed that what's the point of moving it? What are you accomplishing? No?
You took it out of place, so you're putting it back.
So I would assume it's like a mini hanocha, right? Hanocha means you stick it on your hand and you tie it. So now you do a mini hanocha. And all the problem is it hanocha, not hanocha? Right? Is it kshira, not kshira? So the Rav said, the pshat is you're mekayim the other din of shalo yisich daita mimena. It's not pshat of mini hanocha. The pshat is in chazal, we're mesakein a bracha on shmiras kdushas tefillin. Right? For the Bnei Marav held that. The Bavli held that we only have one bracha. But there are other kiyumim in the mitzvah of tefillin. So you mashmesh, we mekayim the other mitzvah. Mekayim the mitzvah of shmiras kdushas tefillin. And b'shas shmiras kdushas tefillin make the bracha on laniach tefillin, mitzvah tefillin. That was his mahalach in this. So the Rav suggested that's pshat in the Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi held that since it was aser to have tefillin at night, why is it aser? So the Rav's nusach, I don't really understand it. That's why I quote it. The Rav's nusach is that oter bat tefillin mechuyevu bekdusha yaseira. The person who's wearing tefillin now has an responsibility to be more careful about himself. And shows halayla mufkois minia kedusha zu. Having him on at night is difficult to have that higher level of kedusha. As is mufka from being able to have that level of kedusha. But the Rav has several examples. I'll give you another example. The Rav says that if you look up in the Mechilta, so the Mechilta says that we learn from Mishamarta Zchukum Yom Limima that you have to check your tefillin. Right? That's a discussion about. So the Rav said, how do you get Vishamarta? He says, everything, every halacha, there's a din of Cheskas Kashrus. And Mezuzah Sefer Torah should have the same Cheskas Kashrus. So why should the Gemara Darshan, why should the Sifrei, the Mechilta Darshan from the Pasuk Vishamarta Tachuka, that you have to check your tefillin? At the discussion, how often? So the Rav said, because if Vishamarta Tachuka is the din I'm worrying about the Kedusha of the tefillin. So in Achanami, that from the perspective of Cheskas Kashrus, tefillin should be no different than Sefer Torah. However, from the concern that we have to be worried about that the tefillin are biktushasam, that they are fully, they're complete, so that places an extra responsibility. We've had another raya. The Gemara says that when are we machanech children for mitzvahs? So the Gemara in Sukkah, Kotna Yedele Na'aneya Chayev Lulav. When a kid is old enough to shake the lulav, Chayev, right? In other words, when you can Mekayim the mitzvah bimloo. Shaking the lulav is not one of the yesodos of lulav l'chara. It may be even a minug, it might be a kim deraisa, but it certainly is something in addition to the basic mitzvah of picking it up and holding on to it. So the halach is, when a child knows how to do the mitzvah properly, operationally, functionally, chayv mitzvahs. With lis'atev, when he knows how to put on the tzitzis by himself, chayv tzitzis. What's tefillin? Lishmor tefillin. It doesn't say laniach tefillin. It doesn't say likshor tefillin. It says lishmor tefillin. What is lishmor tefillin? When he knows how to take care of them. So why don't we say when he knows how to take care of a neser? when he knows how to take care of mitzvahs. So the Rosh says, no, the point of the Gemara is that just like Nianua is a kiyum in lulav, and his atvus is a kiyum, is the mitzvah of tzitzis, so lishmor tefillin is a kiyum in tefillin. So what the Rav is pointing out over here is that, as we said, that to have any kind of second bracha is indicative that there's another kiyum Chazal want us to focus on. So when it comes to tefillin, the other kiyum was lishmor tefillin, which in the Yerushalmi was indicative of being worried about the Kedusha that a Jew has to have when he puts on his tefillin. All right, now, let's go a step further. Let's now understand, we said a Yesod, We said that we notice that there's a bracha achrayinam whenever you have a mitzvah which meikori shel davar, the mitzvah should not ever end. But there is a din that it has to end. So when it comes to tefillin, the Bavli says there's no mitzvah because there's no time that's mugdar for it. But when it comes to Kriyas HaTeret Zibra, when it comes to Sukkot HaZimra, Halal, and Kriyas HaMegillah, and Pesach, Magid, these are all defined mitzvahs. It is said further. When it comes to Sukkot HaZimra, if a person wanted to be Marich, we don't know if he could be Marich. When it comes to Halal, the Gemara says that if a person says Halal, B'chol Yoyim B'yoyim, so the Gemara says, is a Meguna, the Gemara in Shabbos. But isn't supposed to take on the saying Halal unless it's mandated by Halacha. Right? So the Gemara says, what's Pshat Mecharif Megadev? And the Gemara says that this is referring to that Rabbi Yossi said, Yichelki Megarim Halal B'chol Yoyim means Pesukei D'Zimra. So Lechara means that a person would be Marech in Pesukei D'Zimra. Also might be, if it's saying extra Pesukei D'Zimra, it also might be a problem. So Rashi explains, the Makatzer, he explains that there is a takona to say these programs, Shevach Vaidaya, Vizakore Tomid Beloy Itah, Eina Elokim Izamer Shir Umis Loitzates. And what happens if he says too much halal, then he's going to end up making halal a little bit cheaper. Right? So therefore, when we finish halal, when Chazal said, this is when you say halal, but don't say more. So that act is an act of giving more chashivas. Right? When we say, when we stop with our shevach, right? What taka? How do we end the shevach? What's the last thing we say? What's the bracha achrayin of shevach? Yishtavah shimcha. What's that really saying? Yishtavah shimcha l'amokeinu. What are we saying? We finish saying through the zimra, and then we say yishtavah shimcha. It's even clearer in halal. When we finish saying halal, so then we say yalucha Hashem l'keinu kol ma'asecha v'chasidecha tzadikim oisei v'tzoynecha. What are we saying in the Nusach? Well, how are we saying the Shevach? No? What are we saying? Yaluch Hashemel Kol Maasecha. That everybody should give Shevach. Chasid Echa Tzedikim Osir Nechav B'cholam Yisrael. Yodu B'Yivarchu B'Yishabchu. They, what do we say? We're being mispalel. That all of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's world should continue to give Shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. It's Ke'ilu, we're saying we have to stop now. Right? And we understand that we cannot complete the Shevach for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But Yaluch Hashem L'Kinu Kol Ma'asecha. But we're mispalel that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will bring about a time when the whole world will give Shevach. Yiluchot Tev L'Hashem L'Noz Zamir. When we say Yishtavah Shimcha, we're being mispalel, we have to stop now. Right? But we're saying, we are recognizing that we can't continue, that we will never be able to continue. We're recognizing that only the Rabbon Shalom can give Shevach. Yishtavah Shalom HaKadosh Baruch Hu should work it out that he has his due Shevach. So what we're suggesting is that when it comes to giving Shevach, so there is one of the important kiyum of Shevach is to realize that we can never exhaust the Shevach. L'cha du miyasi la. That when it comes to Rabbon Shalom, the Shevach will never be exhausted. Being quiet is giving greater Shevach to the Kodesh Baruch Hu. That if we were to continue giving Shevach, so we'd end up being mezalzel in the Shevach of the Kodesh Baruch Hu. So taka completing the Shevach is a kiyum in the Shevach itself. It's saying, we have to stop now. Because would we continue, we'll never be able to say enough Shevach. So by saying more Shevach, it would only be mizalzel in the Shevach that we said already. It would only be misyaher to say ke'ilu we could really do this. So stopping to say Shevach is a kiyum in Shevach. Stopping to say Shevach is we're saying this is what Chazal allowed us to say. More we can't say. That's the greatest Shevach you can give to the Kodesh Baruch Hu. by saying Yishtamach Shem Chol HaMalkeinu, by saying we cannot say enough Shevach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you can take care of it. Yaluch Hashem Kol Ma'asecha. We can't say enough. You can work it out. That Kol Ma'asecha will give Shevach. So there, Chazal or Misakein, another kiyum in giving Shevach to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is knowing that we can never exhaust, we can never say enough Shevach. That also is a form of Shevach. So Chazal or Misakein, you really should keep on going. So they're misaken in order to exit this mitzvah, which you really should never exit. If you're mikayim another, if you announce that we cannot fully exhaust Kodesh Baruch Hu Shevach, so that was what allows us to finish up, and we say another, and we say a bracha on another part of the Kiyum of Shevach. Let's look at Talmud Torah. Talmud Torah, we should really keep on going. Right? However, Rabbi Shmuel says in Brachos, what's the heter to stop, to close the Sefer? Hanig v'hen minig derech eretz. Right? Different pshatim. One pshat might be that now the time is to make your learning l'maisa. Now's the time. You learn the halachos of Brachos. Now the time to practice the brachos. You learn the halachos of mamonis. Now it's time to practice halachos of mamonis. Learn the halachos of how to speak. That's time to panig behen minig derech eretz. Another way of learning pshat is that the only way we'll be able to learn more is if we have derech eretz, to be able to mefarnes ourselves. But what we're really saying is we're not stopping to learn right now. We are morphing our mitzvah Talmud Torah to some other act which will maintain the mitzvah Talmud Torah. Yeah. So when we finish, and what's the bracha we make? What's Chai Olam Nota B'Secheinu? He made it part of that's Hanig V'Hendrik Derech Eretz, that the Talmud Torah should be Nota, should be planted, rooted B'Secheinu. So once again, we have a mitzvah that really should never end. But Chazal are insisting that we end it at some point. So then we say we are going to end. There's another aspect of the mitzvah of Talmud Torah, and that's Hanig Derech Eretz. That's practicing, living al pi dinei Torah. So we make a bracha on that kiyum before we finish the mitzvah. I would suggest the same thing is true of Tfilin, the Gavei, the Bnei Marava. Why? Because the Bnei Marava held that Me'ikir Adin, one has to take off one's Tfilin. Miyamim Yamima. What's from Miyamim Yamima? So, Lanias Daiti, we would say that if a person has a Dover Shebekdusha, so the Torah has always told us that a Dover Shebekdusha should always be handled in a set place and set time. Whether it's korbanos, whether it's trumas and maisos, everything is very mugbal. Din of noiser, the din of entering into mikdash. Pesher advarim is that if a person has something of kedusha and doesn't treat it in a very defined time, when loses the appreciation of its kedusha, of its sanctity. The yisoid of all of this is the Ramban and Chumash. Ramban says in the Parsha Vayetze that when Yaakov Avinu came to the well, so it says Vinei Ber Asada Vinei Shom Shlosh Ed Ritzoin Reifs Malel. So the Gemara, so the Torah says that explains that they would roll off the stone, and then it says they would be mashke, they would give the sheep to drink, and then the Torah says V'achar Kein, and afterward it says they would put the stone back. So Ramban says that this arichus is because he gives a few interpretations, and then he says that Chazal see that within this are remez for Beis Hamikdash. The Shlosha Ed Reitzoin of the Lila Regel, that we will be mashke all the sheep, is because Baruch will be mashke as ruchnius from the Regel. And then he says, what's v'shivu asaben? What if they put the stone back? Munach l'regel abo. You have to leave it for the next Regel. Pesher advarim is, we would stay in Yerushalayim an entire year, at some point we would lose some of the excitement, some of the tshuka to learn and to become more ruchni. But if we put the stone back on the wall, this is the Haftocha to Yaakov Avinu. He's running away from his parents. So the Baruch Hu doesn't have Haftocha. Your children will end up in Yerushalayim. They'll be the Yaman Nivchar. They will have a source of Ruchnius. And not only that, but I'm telling you, they will always appreciate the Ruchnius. Why? Because I'll tell them to go home after every regal. And they'll have to leave Yerushalayim. And then when they leave Yerushalayim, they'll see what they had, and they'll see what they're missing, and they'll come back again. They'll want more. Masha'in and Cana, if they'd be in Yerushalayim, and they would never leave, if there would never be Meshivas Oven, so we may get used to become jaded. So to make sure we don't get jaded, that's part of the Avtocha. So that's what, when the B'nai Marava, when they took off their tefillin, and that's what, in the morning, when we say that we keep this minig, Mishmar Shuka, we're saying we're taking off a tefillin right now. When we take off a tefillin, we realize the Kedusha of tefillin, and that we are not zeichet to have it all the time. But that creates a shuka to want to put tefillin back on again. If we would be able to wear a tefillin all day, so most of us, Yechidei Sgula wouldn't happen to Yechidei Sgula. But to many of us, it would happen and we become used to it. We forget about it. So therefore, we take them off and we say, this is so, if there's a kiyum in tefillin, b'shas siluk also. Because at that point, we're saying that by taking them off, we recognize the kedusha of tefillin, and we are, we begin our tshuka to put them back on once again. So we're suggesting the following, that there is such a thing as a bracha achronah gamim mitzvahs. That the bracha achronah gamim mitzvahs is only in situations where there's an aspect of the mitzvah which would maintain it to keep on going. And then Chazal said, but you have to stop it, for whatever reason. So that at that point, we use the moment of stopping it to appreciate another aspect of the mitzvah. And on that nakuda, and that new appreciation which comes out of siluk, we make a bracha, right? So the bracha that we extend is that many of us have to have a little bit less time learning right now because of the tiredness of finals and of papers and finishing up. So that is b'shah siluk. That's the shenotah b'secheinu. So afal pike, even though we have to be a little bit distanced from the svarim right now for a few days, but there's even a tayelus to that. Else that is Ashanotav Zecheinu, that we conduct ourselves during these days with great care and great concern to be addicted to mitzvahs, and that there's no question in my mind that when, if you have to learn a little bit less now because of finals, that is only going to increase the tshuka to come back to Mesa Medrash after the finals and to crack the books again after finals. And that increased tshuka, which I have no doubt happens during finals, that'll be for a great tayelas, and it'll bring everybody back with renewed koichos and with a renewed appetite to grow more and more in learning. Yes, God, thank you very much.
At the end of Yishuvah, it says something about how Hashem. Oh, Habukher Bishir Zimra.
Zimra, yeah, yeah.
So, whenever I do that, a lot of times I think, so Hashem's choosing the.